What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into Eagle Eye in the Sky on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, and today I want to show you why defending the screenplay is going to be such a point of emphasis for this Eagles defense. We talked about it all offseason on the Eagle Eye in the Sky podcast. And why? Because when you have a defensive front that is aggressive and wants to get up the field, offenses are going to prey on that by trying to draw you in and hit you with screenplays on the perimeter, try and get numbers on the outside. That's exactly what the Steelers do here. They've got three receivers on the perimeter. They're trying to get the ball to the number one man. That's Sammy Coates on the outside. And what's going to happen is you've got three Eagles defenders going up against two Pittsburgh Steelers blockers, which means that one of these Eagles defensive backs is going to have to make a one-on-one tackle. And making a one-on-one tackle in the open field is such an integral part to defending the screen. And I want you to watch Malcolm Jenkins here as he runs down into the flat and makes an outstanding one-on-one tackle, finishes for a short gain, huge play for this Eagles defense. Now, it's not just about making those tackles in the open field, because while that's important, you also need great pursuit from the defensive line. And that's something that the Eagles have gotten a lot from that front four. And here's what you see here against Pittsburgh. This is, again, earlier in the game. It's an empty set. And they're going to try, the Steelers actually have a pretty interesting screen play here. They're going to fake a bubble screen to Antonio Brown, but instead of carrying the screen out, he's actually going to break this back inside. A really well-designed screen play. But I want you to watch all of the Eagles' front four, but especially Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, and Brandon Graham. They're going to take their first couple steps upfield. They immediately feel it's a soft pass protection from Pittsburgh. This is all three of these guys sticking their foot in the ground and getting ready to retrace their steps, head out to the perimeter. Look at Ben Roethlisberger. He hasn't even tried to throw the football yet. These guys already read screen, and they're taking it. It's a bus ticket out of town. They're getting to the flat and try and chase this play down. Watch all three of these defenders as they chase this play down. It's a race to the football at this point. Look at the burst. Fletcher Cox ends up getting there first. But watch all three players, again, from right here on the screen, as they trace this play down. And that's the kind of relentless pursuit to the football you need from the defensive line in order to properly defend the screen. Now, what's going to happen now? We're in the bye week. The Eagles defense and offensive side of the football as well, all looking at what they're doing well. And defending the screen is something they've had a lot of success doing, but teams are seeing that. So what are they going to do? When they come back from the bye, and you saw this against Pittsburgh, you're going to see some fake screens. This is one on the outside. Pittsburgh's trying to fake a jailbreak screen here, but you're actually going to get a wheel route from the number two receiver. Watch Nolan Carroll, who's manned up on the player that is going to pretend to take this screen pass. And he does such a great job of reading this play, seeing that it's going to be a fake, and peeling off his man to make a play on the football. Here it is. He sees immediately, you know what? I'm not falling for the cheese here. He's not trying to block me. He's actually going to run a wheel route. Watch Nolan Carroll stick his foot in the ground, jump up, make a play on the football down the field, near interception, breaks the pass up for an incompletion. The Eagles have had a ton of success defending the screen so far this season. They had a great game against the Pittsburgh Steelers on Sunday. And for more on that game, check out the Eagle Eye in the Sky column on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the Eagles mobile app.